Past today, Sydney a 24, Canberra a shower 2:24, Melbourne a possible shower 25, Hobart a shower 2:18, Adelaide mostly sunny 31, Perth mostly sunny 36, Darwin partly cloudy 33.
ABC Local Radio.
ABC Overnight. My name's Tim Brunello. Good to be with you this morning. Well, let's get on the road now into this week's spot on the map. We're at Bracknell in Tasmania this morning. Dennis Chilcott is with me. He's used to getting up early because he gets up early to work as a butcher. Is that right, Dennis?
That's right. That's right, Tim.
Okay, so this is not uncomfortably early this hour.
Not really, no. This is just resting time.
Yeah, good, right. Hey, talk to us about, because you're sixth generation or seventh generation.
Yes, I'm sixth generation of the district.
Wow.
My ancestors came from Cornwall, England in 1833 and settled in Tasmania.
Can we just quickly zero in on where Bracknell is? It's kind of south-west of Launceston, right?
Yes, it's inland, about 35 kilometres southwest of Launceston, and it's nestled under the Great Western Tiers, Dry's Bluff. It is our prominent highest peak, which is the backdrop for Bracknell, and it's a gateway to Lilliffe.
Wow, okay, so it's got a mountainous sort of surround.
Pretty much, yes. It's got the Western Tiers to the west, which is pretty much the prominent view coming into Bracknell, and it's used for a lot of bushwalking activities, and it's a very prominent climb, actually.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what they did when they got there in 1833, your forebears?
They were farmers originally. I farmed in England, and I come from a large family of farmers, and two brothers decided to set off and start up a life of their own, and they came to Tasmania, and they leased a lot of ground and later purchased farms. In the Longford, Cressy, around the Bracknell area.
Mm, and of course, Longford, a nearby town where you actually work as a butcher, which is, 10 k's away or something?
Yeah, about 10, 15 k's.
Now I'm looking at pictures online, I can see the quite striking mountain ridges behind the town or that surround the town. Amazing. What kind of country is it? Is it good farming country?
It's mixed farming. There's a lot of cropping now. There's a lot of irrigation. A lot of the farmers have put in big dams and they opened them up for irrigation. There's a lot of peas, poppies, and a lot of fat cattle and quite a few dairy farms. So it's mixed farming.
You always think of Tasmania as a very lush, green place. Bracknell, is it up there in the lush stakes for in Tassie too?
No, it can get dry in Bracknell too. Not so much like the west coast, like the northwest seems to get a lot more rain than what we do where we are, but the Western Tiers help us a little bit. It's sort of the clouds gravitate and we get probably a little bit more rain than some of the areas around close by. But our rainfall is just average.
I'm talking to Dennis Chilcott. He's a sixth generation local in Bracknell in Tasmania, as he was mentioning before, to the south and west of Launceston. Kind of in central Tasmania is probably the way I put it, Dennis.
Yeah, more northern than central.
North central, yeah.